Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, the Mile High Club. How about those Nuggies? Paul's favorite team.
First timer.
Crazy.
There's only 10 of us left that haven't won an NBA title.
It's that many.
10, yeah, 10 teams, including the Nets. We're not counting the ABA, so.
Wow. All
right. So it's doable. Anyone can do it now.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
what do we think? Were we surprised that it only took five or what?
Well, who picked five?
I said four.
Okay. Yeah, you had the sweep. You had the sweep bet. Sorry that didn't work out for you. You missed by one game.
You can't win them all.
Can't win them all. So you weren't too far off. I said seven. I know that.
I think I said six, not five.
So Ju said five?
I think he might have.
Okay.
Someone must have, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Juice won't. He may or may not be joining us. Shouts to
Addy.
Juice,
happy birthday.
Juice's mom, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Gonna, you know, they're out having a party. But yeah. So good call on Juice with the Nuggets in five. And, yeah, so much I want to get to here. So, obviously, the Joker, historic. I mean, do you throw him in there? You know, one of the greats already? MVPs, finals,
so
a finals MVP.
Do you start with, is he, like, the undisputed best player in the NBA right now? Which I would say yes.
Yes, I would say yes.
Yeah. So, I think we were giving credit to Jokic way before, like a lot of other people. We always ranked them higher than the national pundits would say. So, yeah, man, I think he's definitely, like Adam said, the undisputed top guy in the league for sure. And it shows how much of a joke it was that he didn't get the MVP.
Right, right. I mean, it's tough to get three in a row. I mean, who's gotten three in a row MVPs?
LeBron, I'm sure did it. Right?
I want to say LeBron. I think LeBron had four
in a row.
I think. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's tough to do that, obviously. And if you actually look at the numbers, there is a slight drop off this year from the other 2 years with his numbers, especially points per game. I think at first in his career, he didn't want to score. Malone made him try and score. He did those 2 years like a lot, like was in the high 20s. I think he was in the low to mid 20s this year. And yeah, you could tell he just wants to be a distributor most of the time. But when he scores, I mean, he could do that too. He's just unbelievable. And he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. Like it's this whole, you know, he just shrugs and, you know, just does his job and that's it.
Yeah, and I really think he might have had a chance at the MVP towards the end, but like he just kept saying, I don't want the MVP. I don't want the MVP. And they totally lit off the gas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they down the stretch of the regular season just so they were ready for this moment, which, I mean, it worked out because they ended up winning the title. So,
yeah. And you made the argument, oh, well, they beat, you know, two play-in teams. But, you know, Suns have Durant and Booker. Lakers have LeBron and AD. Like these aren't, you know what I mean? These aren't like...
Yeah. Technically, three playing teams, right? Because the T-Wolves in the first round was a playing team.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about
three
that series.
Three of the four teams they beat were playing teams. But, like, you could only play the teams that are in front of you. And then I think they deserve credit for getting that number one seed. Because so many teams don't take the regular season for granted. I mean, they take the regular season for granted. And they take their foot off the gas. They're like, whatever, I'll finish third, fourth. You know, it doesn't matter. We just got to be healthy. But you get that one seed, and this is the road you get. You get the easiest road to the finals. They took advantage. And they were never really – they were never threatened at any point in the postseason. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I guess the 2-2 series with the Suns, maybe you were kind of like, okay, maybe Phoenix is a shot here. But then they rolled the next two games, and there was no threat at any point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Like, is he the, like, what is going on with the media spawning over him? Like, what has he won?
Well, I know.
It's amazing how quiet they get when he has a bunch of bad games in a row. His biggest, like, they just go quiet. And then, you know, he has one game where he pops off again. And then it's like, oh, you know, see, Jimmy. Like, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
The love that he was getting.
Well, they love
it's
how.
A little much.
Yeah, I mean, he is pretty marketable. I mean, he's in a lot of commercials. You know, he's in a bunch of Michelob commercials. Michelob's also get the, you know, corporations always have a lot of influence, right? Michelob's like the official beer, I think, of the NBA. So, I don't know. I just think it's kind of like somewhat correlated, the media and you know, Michelob talking to each other like, hey, you know, push our guy a little bit more. You know, we need to sell some beer here. So, I don't know. That's just me being me.
Yeah, I mean, if you take away that Bucks series, I mean, his stats are pretty pedestrian.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very interesting guy. Obviously, the NBA hates that their best player is the Joker, right? I mean, they must... No. What are you gonna say?
Like, that's clown stuff. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the constant, like, guaranteeing if, like, one of, like, these superstars kept on doing it, it's like the boy who cried wolf. It's just, it's comical at this point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the guarantees and stuff?
All the guarantees.
Oh, back to Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, nope. We're going to win this one. You're going to win this one, and then they keep losing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hate all that. That was, remember Rex with the Jets? Every year it was like, we're winning the Super Bowl. And it was just like, by the fourth year, you're like, okay. Yeah, like, get
exactly.
out of here. Leave. So, yeah, I mean, that will get old soon. But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, I think the NBA probably wished, I don't know what they wished, honestly. But, like, hey, the Nuggets are one of the best teams we've seen in a while. They could be kind of like that next dynasty. And I don't know what the ratings were for the series. They probably weren't good. And, yeah. I don't know.
I think with like all the gambling involved, I'm sure it was pretty good. And there wasn't much else going on TV.
That's true. That's true.
It didn't help that it was, you know, it was 3-1 and then 4-1. You know what I mean? It didn't help that it just felt like it almost felt inevitable.
I will say this. If you're a basketball purist, this Nuggets team, oh, my goodness. Right? I mean,
fun.
Is there anything they don't do well? I mean, I know they didn't shoot the three well this series, but usually I think they're pretty good. They just play beautiful basketball the way it's supposed to be played, really.
Yeah, I mean, Jokic is kind of like, he's like an entire system on his own.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it's almost like he just props up your offense to a level where if you surround him with, I mean, he's just going to elevate everybody on the team. Like, even... Like, Murray's obviously a great talent, but the rest of those guys, I mean, Porter's a great shooter. I mean, Aaron Gordon was a good player in Orlando. Like, a lot of these guys, Bruce Brown was a good player in Brooklyn. But, like, I think everyone got elevated a little bit just playing off them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Malone finally gets his due. How long? He's been there for a long time, too. And they were patient with him. They didn't fight, like, oh, he didn't win a title in
you know,
3 years. Like, you're out of here. He's going to be there. He's going to be the longest tenured coach very soon.
Yeah.
Because Popovich will actually, I don't know, with Wemby, the greatest human being of all time, he might stay for 15 years still. But yeah, he's been there for a long, long time. He deserves it.
Wow. I can't believe it's been that long. Yeah. He, man, he was a former Knicks assistant, right? At one point back in the day?
I think so, because his dad was a Knick. Coach, right?
Something like that.
Mike Malone?
I think so.
Brendan Malone.
Yeah.
Brendan Malone. Yeah, Mike is obviously the coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and I think he grew up in Queens or he's a New York guy.
He's likable.
Very likable.
The interviews,
definitely
post games, the way he talks to the players. I can see why a lot of, you know, players want to play for him and stay there too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They got a great thing going on. Great fans. I'm really happy for Jamal Murray. I don't know if you guys watched, like, you know, after the game ended, you know, when everyone's getting, like, the ceremony, when everyone's getting the awards and all that. And Jamal Murray broke down, obviously, and was crying. And I don't know. I was really happy for him, man. I've never had an injury that bad, so I have no idea what it's like. But I got to imagine it's, like, just awful. So depressing. Like, the worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't do anything. It's obviously very painful. You don't know if you'll ever be able to play again. You know, that's probably the type of thoughts he was having. And to come back this way, it's amazing.
And they had a lot of, like, star player trades on the table that they kind of turned down.
Yeah.
I read one before they traded Kyrie to Boston. Cleveland could have sent him to Denver for Murray, which would have kind of changed. And at that time, Kyrie was, you know, coming off that jump shot, you know, the winning 3-point shot in the finals.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah. I think I read that today. I'll find the report and I'll send it to you guys. I forget what it's from, but I think it was pretty reputable. So wow. It might have been The Athletic or something like that. So
probably.
That was one of them. But I'm sure there was more of them, you know, as the years went by, where, you know, they could have probably got off them several different times and went a different direction. But they toughed it out and it paid off.
Oh, wow. Huh. Interesting. But yeah, just seeing Jamal Murray, you know, everyone was calling him Bubble Murray. I mean, you can't call him that anymore. Which begs the question, you know, where do you guys rank this duo of Joker and Murray in the league? Are we
currently or all time?
Oh, currently. I mean, the all time. We don't need to go that crazy. Even though I do want to go that with Joker in a minute, but like just this duo in the league currently.
I think you've got to put them one just because of Jokic. Like, you have to put, like, as long as Jokic is one of the two in the duo, like, you have the best duo in the league because he's that good. And they mesh so well together because Murray is such, like, a nuclear scorer. And Jokic is so good at you know, setting people up and setting screens and dribble handoffs and all that kind of stuff. So they just mesh on top of, like, how good they are. They just mesh so perfectly together. And it's like the old school inside-outside thing versus, like, the newer school is, like, let's get two wings. Like Tatum and Brown, for example, like this is a little bit of a throwback with like, let's get the center and the guard and pair them together. And like the old, like, you know, that was kind of the old way to do it.
It feels
like they're the team. Yeah.
Bingo. You nailed it.
That's the duo.
I never thought of it that way. Oh shit. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Obviously Joker is, I mean, my best comp for him is probably what? Like a Arvydas Sabonis crossed with like a Bill Walton.
That's a good one.
You know, but where are we putting Joker all time? You have to have the discussion at this point. I mean, he's putting up historic numbers. He's got two MVPs, a finals MVP, a finals. He's already way more accomplished than some bigs that we would have in the conversation potentially.
Well,
so
how about let's start with is he the best European player of all time? Like how many European players are better? Or sorry, foreign. Any foreign.
Yeah, he has.
So who's at the top of list? At that list,
Giannis,
you got
Dirk,
Giannis, Olajuwon,
Dirk.
I guess if you want to go foreign, you got Olajuwon, Dirk,
Nash. How many MVPs did Hakeem have?
I guess
have?
Duncan is Virgin Islands. Hakeem had two MVPs and two rings, or one MVP and two rings.
Two rings.
Okay,
yeah,
two rings,
two titles. Yeah.
Two titles.
Two titles.
And he only got one MVP, huh? Well, he played. I mean, with like.
Bing.
Jordan and Magic and Bird and
right
so that was tough.
I'm trying to think of other foreign players,
honestly. I think this is the top three. It's the Joker, it's Dirk, and it's Hakeem.
Wait, do we count Duncan, who is Virgin Islands, right?
Ooh.
got to yeah.
Oh yeah,
actually,
fuck, you do, man. Why is he never it's technically U.S.
All right, so let's not count him.
The U.S. Virgin Islands, right?
Yeah, let's not count him because he was like a Wake Forest guy for 4 years.
He also played in here for... Exactly.
Oh, he played high school here?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. High school, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, he was at Wake for 4 years, so...
Yeah. That, which is crazy to think about. So yeah, I'd say Joker, Hakeem, Dirk are in the... You know, those are, I guess, the top three. Giannis is creeping right there, obviously.
What about Patrick Ewing?
He grew up in like the Boston suburbs or some shit.
Jamaica?
Yeah, I think you got to put Jokic ahead of him.
Oh, I would definitely still put Jokic ahead of him. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy, you know?
I guess you got to put Giannis. Shrimp. I guess you got to put Giannis in there because he's got two MVPs and a title.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably a dead heat right now, right?
Yeah. And then obviously Dirk and Hakeem. I think those are the four. I'm not ready to call Joker number one, but I guess you can make the argument with some of the statistics right now.
I'll go Hakeem one, and then the rest of the three is like you can just pick any order.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd say that too because Hakeem I think is the all-time blocks leader. Which is saying something. The two titles, the MVP, the fact that he like wouldn't he like not drink water ever during games.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember there was something like that.
Something crazy like that. Or he would fast because he was Muslim, right? So, like, right. Ramadan. I don't know. Some shit like that. I'm probably butchering all this. But, but yeah, Joker's in there. And then the supporting cast. So, who are they going to lose next year? The Nuggets.
Well, they can't pay Bruce Brown.
So, he's gone.
Because they don't have his bird rights. So, the only thing they offer him is around $5 million a year, I think. And I think he's probably going to make 15 to 20.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so he's gone for sure.
Okay. I'd love that for the Knicks. I'm sure you'd love him back on the Nets.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably has a sour taste in his mouth, so I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, he's probably not going back there. But Knicks would be awesome. Would you want him, Paul? Did we lose Paul?
Bruce? Hell yeah.
Oh.
Thibodeau guy, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Also, we forgot about Pau Gasol.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one. Two titles. I guess he was all-star a few times, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. He was a four-time all-star. No, six all-stars. Four all-NBA. Three Olympic medals. One World Cup gold medal. Yeah, I mean, he's really up there.
He's up
Tony
there.
Tony Parker,
pretty
Ginobili.
Good. That's pretty good.
But I mean, obviously he didn't carry a team though. I mean, Kobe did, right?
No, Kobe. Yeah.
These other guys are they were like the guy, you know. But
I'm taking Jokic.
Yeah, and then you know, I mean, he's it's so funny. He's not trying to be. I feel like he's not trying to be funny or gain attention, but he just does because he's so dry and European. And, the job is done. We can go home now.
that's it.
And, I remember last year when he went home with the MVP, I don't know, he went into some, I think he was at some, like, restaurant or in some, like, cellar somewhere with, like, 30 other men. Everyone's, you know, doing the kiss on the cheek, taking shots of something. Like, it was just so, you know, chanting things, singing. It was just so what you think it would be, right? And he probably loves that. Low key, just chilling. Whatever. So, gotta respect it.
His brothers are low key. The big one, especially.
Oh my God. Yeah, they like the attention, huh? Jesus.
Did they play basketball too or not?
No. They look like it. Played something. Those guys are monsters.
Yeah, I'd imagine they did.
Serbian rugby. Yeah, they're monsters.
Yeah. But, and then the Heat, I mean, what are they going to do? Dame? Is that official? He already made it known he wants to go there.
They went 2-7 in their last 9 playoff games.
Oh, wow. You're right.
I wonder if any playoff team has ever done that.
You're right. That was pretty bad because they almost blew it to the seas.
It's incredible.
Yeah, actually, that's really bad. So they low-key had a collapse. You know, after that run, but I mean, what obviously they're gonna do something big because this is now they've lost two finals in the last 4 years. They you know, Riley knows they need something else to get over that edge, so I don't know, they're getting someone big.
I know you said Dame, but I really think Dame's coming to the Nets, and I'm not just saying that, you know, I really believe that
you're convinced,
but here's my
state the case, wait, my... state the case.
I the only basketball game that Dame Lillard went to as a professional basketball player was that first Nets game in the playoffs when they were home.
Which is weird.
He was hanging out with Bridges like 3 or 4 times. And if you go back and you listen to that interview where he said Heat Nets, like the way the guy place the interview. It was kind of like he had to say Heat because, like, they're in the finals. You know what I mean? And then right away after that, he was like, the Nets, they both have capable rosters. So it just feels like he's angling for the Nets, in my opinion. And I don't think he's the type of guy that wants to jump on a finals team or wants to play maybe as the number two guy. I think he wants to be the lead guy. So that's why I'm thinking Nets.
So you're all in on that. You want him here.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, just give,
you
give
want
me
it,
a couple
you want it,
years.
Wait, you want it for the tweet and,
oh, yeah,
and the jersey.
All of it. I want to yeah, go to Barclays and see this guy shoot 35-footers.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun. No, you're right. It's fun. Why
I
not?
I don't want to watch Spencer Dinwiddie dribble into piles and turn it over. You know,
right, because that's not going anywhere either. So why not? No, I
exactly
get it.
Yeah, just give me a guy. Yeah, give me a dark horse.
Yeah. And something else, and I've heard him say this before, is, you know, he's got his rap career. What better place to be than New York, or New York,
hey,
or L.A.?
Hey.
You know, for that. So, yeah, it, I can
but
see it.
Having said that about Dame, okay, what would be the ultimate matchup for this decade would be Heat culture against Kyrie Irving.
Oh, wow.
And they bring Kyrie Irving into that culture and fix him. Because if they pull that off, then it's real. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Oh, man.
That's something I have not thought about. But it's been, I feel like it has been rumored before. Like, he's had the Heat
it has.
On his list before, which I always found odd. Like, really? You want to go there? You want to do that? Interesting. But maybe he knows he, like, needs that low-key. But I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the fit is perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
Miami, Kyrie?
On paper.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing they were lacking probably the most was efficient shooting, I guess, right? They were lowest in the league in scoring.
Yeah, and maybe just like a secondary guy that created his own offense, or maybe the primary guy, honestly, on some nights.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That would be something, him to buy into that. But if they're going to pay him, why not, right? maybe it's, you know, I don't know if they have the money. I don't know what, you know, Riley's going to have
to
do.
So they could cobble together the contracts to send to Dallas in a sign and trade and maybe a draft pick to make it worth their while. So I don't know. Like, if he's going to leave Dallas, I think maybe Miami, I mean, at least Dallas could be like, hey, we'll take Duncan Robinson, a first round pick, and whatever you got if he's leaving anyway.
Oh, done.
Just so we have something.
Done if you're the. Yeah, if you're the Heat, Duncan Robinson a pick and
yeah, you know, and just salary filler, and then you got Kyrie and Bam and Butler, well, and you see what happens.
Gabe Vincent's a free agent too. Would the Heat be able to trade him, like, in a sign and trade? Does that work?
I would think that's possible too, right?
Yeah, so that would Gabe Vincent look great, you know?
Yeah, they're saying he's getting around $15 million
wow.
a year.
15? Wow, that's. Aggressive.
Yeah,
these contracts get nuts.
They're nuts.
I think these GMs are so swayed by like a very small sample, especially on a winning team like that. Like if he goes to a bottom dwelling team, like what really is he, you know?
Right.
Tough.
Yeah, he's just like an undersized guard that could maybe once in a while shoot ball a bit.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but I think the Heat, you know, I'm sure they have a plan, but you know, they're still going to be hanging around, zombie Heat, as they like to call them. So
just hanging around.
What else from the finals? Do we think
Miami's the worst finals team of all time?
Oh,
I think we talked about it previously,
yes. I'm glad you brought this up. So I brought up the 09 Magic. That was
that's a good one.
Pretty brutal.
The Ray Ralston Magic?
Yes. Stan Van Gundy as a coach. Yeah. Dwight Howard as their star. Rashad.
Turkoglu.
Yeah. Rashard Lewis. J.J. Redick. Yep. Jameer Nelson. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's brutal. Who else did we say?
The Nets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Nets there.
Yeah.
The 2000... The first iteration of it, the 2002 Nets were probably right up there.
Yeah,
like I've never seen a more guaranteed sweep than that Nets Lakers game. Because the East was the Nets-Lakers series. I mean, the East was so weak at that point.
Yeah.
It was like the Nets were maybe the sixth or seventh best team in the NBA. Like, and the top six were in the West. So
I think Philly with that Iverson team, and they got smacked
yeah.
by LA.
Yeah, lost in five. Yeah.
That's another bad one. You know, they stole that first game, but after that, it was like,
oh,
they didn't belong on the court.
No doubt about it. And people only remember the Iverson step over, and they didn't win a game after
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but the 99 Knicks.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I think they were better than this Heat team. Because I think because the lockout, like, that was why they were the 8 seed. I think if that season was a full 82, I don't think they would have been an 8 seed.
That's true.
And I think the Spurs were just so good.
Oh, they were.
That team was a beast.
That was ridiculous. We knew we had zero chance. Like, it was like, ah, oh, that was a great run. That sucks.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Ewing, you know, Ewing was hurt. And there was
Ewing's
no
hurt.
Way.
You got Duncan and Robinson.
Yeah. 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 Chris Dudley was our center. Chris Dudley versus Duncan and Robinson. I mean, are you kidding me?
yeah, that was tough.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, there's definitely some bad ones out there, and yeah. What else do we want to get into? I mean, anything else off season Zion? What's going on with the Zion shit? I mean, he just.
I think the Pelicans might be like, man, this is getting too much with him.
Yeah. Yeah,
the injuries, the off the court. It's not
this
like
guy's
he's
like
doing
really horny. Also,
yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, he's what 22?
Yeah, no, I don't blame him. Yeah. I feel like he's doing what a lot of people at that age with a lot of money would do.
100%.
He didn't. Yeah, he didn't break any laws. Like, it's just like he's just in the news for all the wrong reasons. It seems all the time now. So
that's the thing. Yeah. So I saw. Was it one of you guys sent it? Possibly. Trading Zion to what, the Hornets for the second pick for Scoot?
Yeah, that's from Shams.
That was from Shams. So that's, you did say that.
That's
yes.
Steve.
So that's legit.
Yeah, I mean, LaMelo and Zion. I mean, if you're Charlotte, I mean, at least you're going to sell tickets, but that's kind of risky.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, it's a legit rumor.
Sure.
If it's coming from Shams. Yeah, LaMelo and Zion. Yeah, Zion. I mean, he's a South Carolina boy. You know, maybe going back. Well, I don't know. Going back home doesn't always mean it's going to be a blessing. I think he needs more than just a change of environment, so to speak. It's tough. It's crazy that RJ, you know, is kind of like, you know, the best guy from that draft right now.
Did you see Tommy Beer?
He's talking about place.
About trading RJ, I think a pick and Grimes for OG Anunoby. Like,
you sent that. So you sent that earlier. I didn't see what you sent, though. They didn't talk about what the trade would be.
So in the comments, he responded to somebody with like a link to his article, what the package would look like. And I didn't see. I was like, whoa. I thought, you know, I'd give like OB and a pick, maybe like something else. But why would you give up RJ for OG? RJ's better.
Hey, yeah, RJ and Grimes and a pick? Are you kidding me?
No.
For a 3-and-D guy? No. Like,
I'm not even giving up RJ.
Yeah. No way.
OG's really highly regarded by a lot of people.
I know.
Maybe it's the defense. Maybe we don't watch him enough, but like, he did make first-team All-NBA defense.
It's amazing. Oh, this Raptor team, everybody loves, but they suck.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
We've talked about that. So many times, right? Like, everyone loves every player on the Raptors. it doesn't make sense. It's weird.
Yeah, like, can they win a round?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
I know. That Kawhi team, it's like, people are, you know, just captivated. But, yeah, I mean, OG, you know, he's injury prone. Why does he want out of there so bad? Maybe it's because, like, Siakam and Fred VanVleet were getting all the touches. Well, if he comes to the Knicks, you got Brunson and Randall getting the touches, so you'd be in the same spot, right? I mean,
yeah.
So I don't.
The other thing with OG is at the end of this, like, if you trade for him, like, at the end of this season, like, you have to sign him.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and he's probably, and like, in the new CBA, I don't even know how it's going to go, but like, how much is he going to cost? $150 million?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know about him. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I liked it earlier in the season, but I don't know if he's really, you know, if he's really, you know, gonna, you know, garner that kind of pick, you know, that kind of return. Nah.
DiVincenzo, KP, I'm good.
No. Yeah. But what's KP gonna? I mean, what's he gonna? You know, I saw people going a little nutty with that too. So
with his contract?
No, like a trade for him. Like I saw someone say.
Is he restricted free agent?
No, he's unrestricted.
He's unrestricted.
Oh, so he's unrestricted, so he can sign him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know why.
You could do a sign and work out a sign and trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless the shed salary, get rid of like Fournier, a pick,
right.
Kobe, something like that.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, bring him home.
Yeah.
He's opted out of $30 billion.
Wow.
I don't know if that's because he wants a longer deal with less money, or he's going to want more than 30. I don't think he's going to get more than 30, right?
Right.
Right.
I mean, if he lets it be known that he wants to be in New York, I'm sure they'll be able to figure out a way to get him under the cap.
Yeah, it seems like it's going that way. I'd want one of the Wizards on the Knicks, whether it's KP, Beal, or Kuzma.
But Adam's saying with that, his money is so high, it kind of hand ties you for
the Beal?
A really long time. Yeah, yeah, his contract.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Massive. It's massive.
Like $60 million, like 5 years from now.
Oh, he's like one of those like stupid deals. Oh, okay. Yeah,
he got $250,000 on his extension. $250 million, I should say.
Unbelievable. But what was it? Bill Simmons and Russillo, they're convinced he's going to the Sixers. That Harden's gonna, you know, go to Houston, and Beal to the Sixers. Apparently, him and Embiid are pretty tight, and I don't know. I think that could be
definitely.
I could see that almost being a better fit. I don't know, but yeah, we'll see. One thing I forgot to mention just came back to me, going back to the finals. So Stan Kroenke, has now won 4 titles with 4 different sports.
Rams, Avalanche
last year. Yep.
Good for him.
Rams, and what's the other one?
And the other one is the lacrosse team, the like Denver, whatever. The NIL. What's that?
We'll count it. Lacrosse.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. And that's all in the last like 3 years. So, is he the GOAT owner? I mean, is there any other owner who has like anything like
how
this?
How did he get his money? What's he do?
I think he's in like development, like built like I don't know. He builds buildings. I don't know. He's like a developer of some sort, I think. Don't quote me on that.
I thought I saw something like I don't know. It could have been wrong. Like he married into like the Walmart like family or something.
Oh
no,
really?
I think that's the Broncos owner, right?
Am
I
wrong? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. How did Stan Kroenke make his money? Thank you, Google.
The name just sounds rich.
He owns around
Stan Kroenke.
Yeah, real estate guy. So he's significant real landowner estate. With over 1.5 million acres of ranches across the US and Canada. He owns around 60 million square feet of real estate, many shopping plazas near Walmart stores. That's weird.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So there we go. I mean, there's a Walmart connection.
Okay. This is according to sportskeeda.com. I don't know. Never heard of it.
Nice.
Oh, I guess he also is part owner of Arsenal Football Club.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So soccer. Okay.
Yeah, and the Colorado Rapids. The Rapids are the lacrosse team. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so all he needs is Arsenal now. And yeah. Jesus Christ. That's unbelievable. He's the GOAT.
Great
GOAT owner.
For a Colorado Rapids? I like that name for a team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's relevant.
Yeah, it sounds real good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Smooth.
Yeah. But what else with NBA? Are we hearing anything?
I want to mention one more guy for the Knicks, Bojan, old friend of the Nets, Bojan Bogdanovic.
Yeah, yes. You keep saying that.
I like it. 40% shooter, you know, can handle it a little bit. I like that.
I would love it. What's his deal? He's a free agent?
I think he's got like 1 year. I think they're going to pick for him.
Okay. Yeah, done. Do it. You know, a scoring wing feels the need.
Oh, he would help so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, him or a Dante would be perfect. And then like a KP. I mean, I'm good to go with all that. That seems almost too easy. No?
Yeah, perfect fit.
Signing one of the, you know, signing both, you know, two of those guys or trading for one of, like, I don't know. I mean, this should be,
I don't think,
a no-brainer.
I don't think Obi's going to be here.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling about him.
Because if Randall's here, he's just no room for him.
Yeah. Unless he's just,
and then he,
and unless they just they're content with him being like their eighth or ninth guy, you know,
which you know we are, but then obviously he's unhappy. But then you can't just let him walk for free. You either kind of have to do it now, or you get nothing for him after one more year.
Right. Right.
It's tricky.
Do you think there's any chance or no?
Any chance of what?
With who?
They trade Randall.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. His contract's too good.
That
production.
That, and it's what Juice always brings up too, is, you know, how just the franchise like loves him, you know?
Right.
Like, he's so tight with Leon and Wes, and then obviously, you know, just the way ownership treats him, and, you know, he can kind of get away with murder.
Did you guys see the Mitchell stuff with the Knicks, maybe, potentially?
I did.
The Mitchell with possible something.
But, like, what's the deal with, like, what's the, like, what was kind of like...
He's not.
Yeah.
Basically, like, Cleveland, they have to trade him or else they're just not going to get anything from him in a couple of years. So either do it now, a year from now, but he's coming to New York one way or the other, I think, in a couple of years.
Yeah,
he wants to be here,
doesn't it?
So obvious.
It's so obvious. Was it next summer? It's up.
I think that.
Yeah, that's, if that's next summer, that's so fast. After trading, if you're like Cleveland trading all that stuff just to get like a year and maybe 2 years out of Mitchell, like, that's a tough one to swap.
It couldn't go any worse for them this year. We'll see what happens next year. But to lose to the team he wants to go to, like in embarrassing fashion too, like. Yikes.
Yeah, and Mitchell got outplayed for the guy that the Knicks got instead of Mitchell. You know?
Right. So
yeah, I don't think it'll happen this summer, but the next summer, it'll heat up.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't make a run.
Right. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a deadline, you know, if they're just like, okay, now we got to get something for this guy. Like, gave up so much for him. We're fucked. Like, no one wants to come to Cleveland. Let's be honest.
He's at the Met Yankee game tonight.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, no, he
loves it. He loves it here.
He's new. Yeah, he's all about, you know, he's New York. I do know he does have a slight interest in Miami though. So don't be surprised if, you know, there's something there, but I don't know.
It's funny, the one thing I'll say, I feel like back in the day when you traded for the superstar, you won the trade every single time. And I feel like it's the opposite now.
Yeah.
Like all these teams that are trading four or five, which is another reason why I'm a little, which is one reason why I'm a little reluctant to do the Dame thing. Like all these teams that have traded 3-4 picks for a guy, it just hasn't seemed to work out at all. The Nets trade, I'm sorry, the Suns trade a bunch of picks for KD and they look like they're stuck. And then Minnesota trades a bunch of picks for Gobert and they're stuck. Before that, the Nets traded a bunch of picks for Harden and now they're stuck. And it just keeps going. And look at Cleveland now. Cleveland traded 3-4 picks for Mitchell. They're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And then if you look at Atlanta traded 3 picks to get Dejounte Murray. And now they got to figure some stuff out where they're looking to maybe get off that deal because they can't afford to pay him. So it just seems like that has kind of flipped on itself. So I don't know. That's another thing to watch, I think, going into the offseason is if you're going to trade 3, 4, 5 picks for one of these guys, it's like, it's probably not going to work out for you.
It has worked, though. That's, I guess, the problem. Obviously, it worked for the Raptors with Kawhi.
Yeah, great. Yeah, good point, actually. Yep.
And it worked for the Lakers with AD.
Yeah, very true, actually.
Yeah. So it has worked. Am I missing another example?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm just, for me, I think it's just the immediate recency. Like the last two, three have been bad. And I do feel like the last couple of years, like it used to be two picks, three picks. Now it's like four picks, five picks.
I know.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like if you're the Nets and you're going to give up five picks for Lillard, who's 30-something, like it seems kind of crazy. But I mean, I guess we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but you need a superstar to win a title, so that's the flip side of the argument.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But the Nets, I mean, they may have to – they're going to have to try and get a – if they get Dame, they're going to have to try and get a third guy somehow.
Yeah, you got to – they have to figure out a way to reserve enough in the – because I think they have like 11 picks in 8 years or something like that. So if you're going to give four up, you got to – or five up, you got to figure out – if you want to, if you're ready to give up another 3-4 for another guy like a Siakam or something like that,
right?
And then if you do that, are you even like, where are you? You know what I mean? Like, are you a contender? Are you like a fringe contender? So
yeah,
I don't know. They got some stuff to think about. I think they don't have to rush. I mean, I would like to see a competitive team next year, but they're not obligated to do this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, we'll watch and see all of it. It's gonna start heating up like now, right? When's free agency start?
July, early July.
Is it before or after the 4th? I feel like it's always like that weekend or something.
Maybe, yeah, maybe like, yeah, right then.
Like right before it. I feel like it's July 1st. So, I mean, I guess we got a few weeks still, but we'll start hearing the rumors.
I have a feeling this draft is going to be one of the craziest drafts in recent memory.
If Shams is indeed right about, you know, Pelicans trading, you know, Zion to trade up for to get Scoot, and obviously Spurs are gonna draft Wemby. And then seeing,
yeah, I mean the Blazers are shopping that pick.
That too,
right?
That too.
Or Dame.
Wow. Can you imagine if the second and third picks are both like traded?
Yeah, that would be nuts.
That would be nuts. That would be fun. Yeah. We'll see. Do the Knicks get in the fray with the draft?
I think, well, they're working out a lot of people, so I think they're
going
to get a pick at the end of the first round or early second. It seems like maybe they'll, like, can you still do that? You can kind of, like, give cash for a pick to a...
Yeah, second round picks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, no, I think that they're definitely going to get in somehow.
Right.
And maybe use some of their, like, surplus picks in the future and get in if they like somebody.
Yeah. I know they like Andre Jackson Jr.
Yep.
The Amsterdam, yep. New York kid.
Where's he projected?
He's early second, late first. A lot of scouts love him. They love him.
So he's right in that sweet spot where they would maybe trade in. So I don't know who else they're linked to. Do you know anyone else?
That's all I saw.
Yeah.
That they scouted him for a couple workouts. And they were at the combine really going after him. So...
Perfect fit.
Yeah, Leon's cooking something.
Yeah, perfect fit. So, Adam, are you going to go?
No, I couldn't find anyone to go with me.
Wah, wah. Mike didn't want to go?
Nah, he's got that golf outing the next day, so.
Oh, right.
I get it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just watch it in my house.
Shouts to Chipping for Charity.
Yeah. I think there's still time to sponsor anyone out there.
Yeah, wish I can get out there. It's... Gigi's birthday, so can't do that.
Oh,
but
Gigi.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, the big three.
Three going on 13.
Three, sure, you said it. You said it, bucko. enjoy it, Adam. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
So draft is 2 weeks, right?
It's next Thursday.
No, this Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, not tomorrow, next Thursday. Eight days.
8 days. We're a week away.
So let's get like our one prediction and do you think any big trades happen?
I'm going to say the Zion one because Shams reported it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Dame Nets on draft day.
Woo! Okay. And Paul, what do you say?
I think Wemby for Quentin Grimes. I don't know. I don't think there's any other stars that they're really. Yeah, I was gonna say Dame. So
okay.
Wait, let me give you one more. Dallas trades the 10th pick for sure. I'd bet on that.
Really?
Oh, those fuck. Yeah. If those guys do that, which should have been the Nick pick. Fuckers.
The 10th pick
that
for
that pick is gone.
And they get like a player, not like a star, but like sort of star.
Yeah, just like for a player,
like an all-star. You can get an all-star for 10th.
Yeah, maybe not even. Maybe like a borderline all-star.
Okay. Interesting. Do you, any names you thinking, or are you just throwing that out there?
Let me think of a name. How about John Collins?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's your guy.
Someone like that.
That's your guy.
That level.
I like
someone
it.
That, like around that level, you know?
I like it. That's a good deal. Done. Good fit with the Mavs.
I think Brandon Miller drops. Something's going to come out.
Yeah, I think so too.
Something's up with that.
Yeah.
I think he's going to drop.
Yeah, it's not good.
Also, I'll say I think both of these twins are going to be busts.
Yeah, the twins.
They both like MKG.
I never heard of them until like 2 weeks ago. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I saw the one brother that's supposed to be the shooter. I saw him shooting jump shots. Like, his jump shot is so broken.
Oh, I did see that clip. Yeah, it's really awkward. Yeah. He shoots it from like his right below
his
chest.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Interesting.
No, okay. That's not going to fly in the league.
Where was I? Yeah, so speaking of Mike, you feeling all right
about his trip?
Yeah. He had a party, huh?
You mean weekend at Mike's?
Weekend at Mike's.
Yeah, so tell us about the trip.
I mean, it's a really cool city for sure. It's tiny. I don't know if you guys have been to Austin before.
Austin, yeah, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Austin, Massachusetts. Yeah.
No, I've actually never been to Austin, Texas. I need to get there though. I know.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, here.
It was a good time, but Asheville, yeah, it's the downtown's very small, but there's like no business there. It's literally everything is breweries, restaurants, bars, like little antique shops. Like that's it.
It's like tourist, like touristy. That's basically like the industry.
For sure.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely. And it's insane how many breweries they have like right next to each other. I don't know how they compete with each other, like who's the best, but that's what they do down there. It's just barbecue, beer, golf, and like they have some like art district stuff too.
Yeah, it seems that way. Kind of hipsterish.
But yeah, absolutely. And they said it's growing for sure.
How was the food?
Heard about it. It was amazing.
Yeah, the food looked amazing. The pics looked incredible. Like,
you think like we have like good food? Like no, it was unreal down there. And they had everything. I didn't see any Italian spots though, or Greek. That was the only two I didn't see. Ton of Indian, ton of Asian, like everything you could imagine. But yeah, the barbecue—it's something like I never had before. Being down there.
Oh wow. Yeah, they don't fuck around. Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
The closest I've seen, like barbecue-wise, the closest I've seen up here to like the South is you ever been to Hometown in Brooklyn in Red Hook? Hometown Barbecue.
I've heard of it. No.
Yeah, it's like a known spot. I think they go there and fuck that's delicious. It's incredible though. It's really like the South.
It's one of those big spots, or is it like
Yeah, it's
what
it,
is
it,
that.
Decently big place. It's right near the fairway in Red Hook. I'm not sure if you know where that is, but
yeah.
No, Asheville looks sick. Looks like you guys had a great time. Did Ryan swallow his own cum?
No, that did not. Not that I know of.
Okay. Good. That's good.
How was the golf?
Shouts to Succession.
The golf was
Tell us about your first golf experience.
So, you know, I haven't golfed since I was 13 years old in Kiwa. It was like a really tough course that my dad took me to when I was 13.
Oh, jeez.
So, and it was tough. Like I was like shot by like the fifth hole. I just didn't want to play anymore.
Right.
So, I was like, this sucks. Like, and then. But it was funny because we had to like pick teams, you know, the night before, and everyone's thinking, oh, we're going to pick. Everyone's like, oh, okay, I'm playing, but like, I can't be on Paul's team. Like, we're going to lose.
So I took it personal. Nice.
I was like, it was like half joking, but it was like, oh, wait, you know, but I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm an athlete. I can do pretty well. So I did a lot better than I expected.
Yeah, you can hang.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
because
it.
When I saw everyone else like shanking their first shots, I'm like, this is what you guys are proud of?
You guys play all the time. What the fuck?
No.
That's great.
No, but they're good though. They're good.
Yeah.
All the guys that play. It's a really tough sport.
It is. Yeah. It is. I only play a few times a year. I probably could play more since my father and father-in-law both are obsessed, but I don't know. I just don't have that love for it right now. Maybe as I get older, I will, but right now, a few times a year, I'm good. And I'd rather play 9 holes than 18, to be honest. Get in, get out. Because how long did it take you guys to play?
It is pretty long.
Crazy long,
it is
right?
Pretty long.
4 hours?
By
5?
The time you're at 9, you're like, oh, like there's 9 more? It definitely goes... It goes a lot slower, the last 9. I think it's about 5 hours it took.
So yeah, because you guys are drinking and shit.
I didn't really drink too much when I was playing. I had, like, I don't know, like 3-4 seltzers. Like, I was trying to focus on, like, actually, like, learning how to hit the ball. you know?
You were focused, yeah.
And, like, I wanted to learn, like, what clubs to use in, like, certain areas. So the pitching wedge is impossible. Like trying to get it onto the green from
that's that area. By far the hardest thing to do in golf. Yeah,
it's so hard.
100%. Yeah,
but putting, yeah, that was it was getting better at the end. I think Popke legit hit a 400 yard drive.
More.
We couldn't find the ball. It was on I think a 450 like par 5.
Okay,
and like Josh and Rob are on the green, and Popke just went. And he said, like, they saw the ball hit the green, and then we couldn't find it.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's like Happy Gilmore shit.
Yeah, it was nuts. It, like, went over all the trees. They didn't believe that it was a tee shot, but it was, 100%.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, it was a bomb.
So was that, like, the highlight of the round?
For us, yeah. Because, like, they were so far in front of us. Like, we didn't really see the other teams like shoot as well.
Yeah.
And luckily the guys that were behind us, they were older, and like everyone down there is so nice.
Yeah.
Like just asking like questions, like giving tips out of, like, they were, you know, they didn't care. They weren't rushing us at all. So that was good. I heard, you know, some people could be real like assholes about it if you're not really going up to speed with that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. That makes I've heard that.
Absolutely. I've been like, you know, basically, you know, on the course, and, you know, you're yelling back and forth at people like, hey, wait, you know, or like, you know, they're yelling at you.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Yeah. That's like one of the other reasons why I wasn't like so like thinking about going all the time, because I feel like there's so many like etiquette rules that you have to do, like unspoken. I don't know about this shit. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But that's, yeah, it's fun. And what was the best, brewery, if you had to pick, was there one that stood out or not really? They're all kind of the same.
They're very similar. I think the first one we went to was called Wicked Weed.
Yeah.
So it had like a lot of stuff with, like, you know, obviously pot like involved, that type of vibe, like a lot of artwork.
Nice.
And it was huge. It was outdoor, indoor, and 2 levels for each spot. So it could hold like probably a couple thousand people, maybe.
Okay. Oh wow.
Like they're massive, yeah. And then we did the trolley on Saturday.
Yeah, that looked fun.
You saw that?
Yeah. Yeah. Singing.
Those bike bars are so fun. I did one in Dallas when we went out for any time. It was such a blast.
They have that in
really fun.
They have that in Troy up here.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've never done it, but yeah, they have it here.
Yeah, so like, you know, we're going through downtown and it's 10 guys like singing Queen. It was,
and Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Quite the sight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, one thing I noticed though, the food prices are not like that cheap. I thought it'd be a lot cheaper. It's not. Pretty similar to here.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, I believe
it was very similar.
I believe it. It's like that in Wilmington too, which is, you know,
was the steak place expensive? The proper?
That was, yeah, it was cheaper than I'd say New York, but
that
everything else,
by the way, that looked awesome.
That was really good.
Wait, which
that
one?
Really good. It was proper, the steakhouse.
Oh yeah, yeah. The food you guys were sending, yeah, looked remarkable.
First place we went to, Josh, he'll be able, I'm sure, to tell when he's back on. Joe Shep, who was it? Shep's, right? His boy from Manhattan.
Yeah.
So his younger brother is the sous chef at this place that we went to, Jargon.
Oh no, that's awesome.
So it was pretty bougie, a little fancy. We had an outside table, like down in the patio, and right when we sat down, Josh knocked over like a glass candle on the wall.
Oh no!
So it's like so quiet there, and then take out, and then boom, it goes down. Everyone just got completely silent, and then we started like a Josh chant, and the whole like restaurant started chanting it too.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I'd say 30 minutes later, Rob comes back for the bathroom with the candle on the other side on the wall. Same exact thing.
Oh,
so yeah.
That's amazing. He probably the waiter's liked
like
you guys.
What's going on? Yeah. But it wasn't even, like, first of all, it was their fault. They had these candles like on like these little racks right behind the chair, and it was so tight. It was a stupid spot.
Yeah.
But the food there was good. That the most exotic food we had was fried pig ears.
Ooh. Oh yeah, Mike sent me a pic of that. It looks good.
I tried it. It was good. It was, they put like a lot of like sesame on it with kind of like a soy ginger.
Ooh.
Like sauce. It was like Asian, but like mixed with like like a fried meat, right? So it was good though. Very chewy.
Okay. Okay.
Over under 3.5 bars and restaurants Mike slept in.
Oh, it was every single one.
Everyone?
Not everyone. No, he was
hammer the over. Though,
like he's never fully out. Like he's back. He doesn't fall. If you offer him a drink, he'll still take it no matter what, and he'll finish it. And he hits like his bottom is good because it doesn't get like bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's not like too sloppy. He's
drunk and passes out, and that's it. It's good.
And like, he has like a good vibe about him, so no one's like giving him a hard time that doesn't know him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like never looking to start a fight or anything like that.
Exactly. So he's chilling. He's vibing out. I wish I could fall asleep like that.
Just amongst everyone, yeah.
Yeah, it's an ability.
Yeah.
It's an ability. I love it.
Skills. Special skill. Awesome.
Easy flight. Like an hour, 15 minutes.
Yeah. And you got the mountains there too, right?
Yeah.
The smokies.
Yeah, you don't realize you're in there though. Like when you look around, there's not like a lot of mountains.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's a little farther west, I think, but not by much. The most of North Carolina is really flat, so. But I know that area.
How far are you from like south from like Myrtle Beach over there?
Oh, that's really far.
I think it's far because this is like super west.
Yeah,
okay.
Really west.
It's the most west in the state. Yeah.
So you're way inland. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's an hour from Knoxville. Like you're right on like the Tennessee border.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, you're probably like an hour from Charlotte, and then 2 hours or so from Raleigh, and then maybe like 5 hours from Wilmington. So that'd be like 6 hours from Myrtle Beach, probably.
Okay, that makes sense.
I didn't realize it. It's a pretty big state.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, and you get a little bit of everything in that state, kind of like you do in New York,
Absolutely.
You can get beach, you can get mountains, you can get just flat lakes, stuff like that. So,
no pizza. I didn't try the pizza. You didn't see any pizza.
That's the only thing you're really not going to get great of in North Carolina is Italian food, pizza. I mean, I've had it in Wilmington; it's decent, but like, yeah, it's tough to. And DeFares has a spot in Raleigh, actually.
Who does?
You know DeFares in Brooklyn? Famous place.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, they opened up a one in Cary. Cary's like a popular like Raleigh suburb. They opened up one there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's tough to get good Italian anywhere but the Northeast. and parts of the Midwest, yeah. You know?
A ton of Japanese, though.
A ton of Japanese, okay.
A lot of Japanese, yeah. I was kind of surprised by that.
Huh. Interesting. And there's probably a good Mexican.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no complaints about the food. It was pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, cool. Cool. What else? Trump indictment? What happened with that? So I didn't see anything about it.
That news dropped like when we were away.
Yeah, I sent it to you. Yeah.
Really paying attention.
Yeah.
But it sounds pretty serious. Like, if I were him, I'd be a little nervous for sure.
What was the vibe out there about that?
It's very liberal. Very liberal.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Asheville? Yeah. Yeah, Asheville's blue.
It's super.
That's like, if I'm being honest, pretty much every city, even in red states, is blue. It's just, I don't know how it became that way, but it just is what it is.
But there's a lot of people from, like, not many people were from there. Like our, all of our Uber drivers that I met, like, they're New Orleans. They're all from, like, Louisiana. They came up here after Katrina. There's just a lot of homeless people there, though. They said they have a big fentanyl, obviously. I guess that's everywhere, but it seemed a lot more in your face, kind of, because when we were first arriving, the Uber driver was like, oh, you know, this is like a real, like, the richest part of the, you know, state or something, blah 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 blah. And then we literally drove by a soup kitchen with like a mile long line where it was like, you could tell, like, it was drug addicts, you know what I mean?
Well, wow. You're pretty much on the brink of Appalachia, which can be argued is the worst of the opioid epidemic and fentanyl epidemic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Appalachia, you know, like, you know, West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Tennessee.
That's kind of where it started, right?
Yeah. Well, if you watch that movie, that movie, it was on Hulu about the Sacklers. Dope Sick, yes.
I did watch that.
Yeah, so like a lot of it was centered in that Appalachia area where it's like the old, you know, it's like those old towns, like part of the Rust Belt. You know, the town has the factory, everyone works at the factory, they close the factory, town goes to shit, no one has jobs, everyone resorts to drugs. It's depressing. So you're not too far from that. Like a lot of people who live in those towns, they go to Asheville because it's like maybe the closest city and they just live on the streets and it's awful.
And it's interesting because the tour guide on the trolley bike thing, she was giving like history of the, you know, city. And she's like, oh, okay, you know, it was in a very big depression from the early 30s to the late 80s. And we were like, see, like, that's more than a depression. That's like a...
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
So, like, everything was completely boarded up and they're finally still, like, working on a lot of, like, buildings down there and houses. But that long. I guess it was just like a wasteland.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Like post World War Germany.
Yeah. Yeah. There was probably some sort of industry there. They closed it. Everything went to shit and then took forever to, you know, to come back to it. I started watching, I get in these like YouTube K-holes or whatever you want to call it, where I just like, I'll just watch multiple videos because they're short, whatever. And I discovered this this YouTube show, whatever, called Joe and Nick's Road Trip. So this guy, he and his girlfriend or wife, whatever, they drive all over America and just like they drive through all these like cities and towns and whatever. And mostly like cities like that, not like Asheville, but like worse. So like they went through like Gary, Indiana and East St. Louis, Illinois. And Jackson, Mississippi, and Camden, New Jersey. And, dude, we all watched The Last of Us, right? Like,
it looks like that, right?
I'm not even kidding. Those four cities I just mentioned look exactly... post-apocalyptic. Like, no businesses, no people. Abandoned houses, abandoned buildings, abandoned skyscrapers.
It's crazy.
It's the scariest, eeriest thing ever. Those four cities in particular, if you want to check it out, I'm giving these guys some publicity here.
What was the name again?
I'll text it to the group chat. But Joe and Nick's Road Trip. It's just something like if you have nothing. This guy just drives around and just shows you. And they show you some good parts of the city too. Like when they're in Gary, he goes to the Michael Jackson house. Because, you know, the Jacksons grew up in Gary, Indiana.
We're from there. Yeah.
So the house is like all decorated and, you know, it's a big thing. That's like their big site. But then he goes to Detroit and, you know, some bigger cities. And Detroit's interesting because the downtown seems like really nice. And then once you get in the outskirts, you've seen the clips, obviously. So.
Oh, and it's like, yeah, everything is probably foreclosed on.
Yeah.
Boarded up.
And, oh, yeah. 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 Houses are like.
Not on my list. Not on my list of places.
Yeah. It's pretty. But if you want a house, you know, 10 grand. Cheers.
Yeah. Section 8.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Good shit. Think we anything else? Or are we gonna cover everything there?
So let's hope Juice is having a great dinner with his mom.
Yeah. I wish she sent us some pics, but whatever.
Big happy birthday for
happy
the dinner.
Birthday.
Where was he going? He didn't say, right?
He didn't even say. Yeah. The fuck. Anyway.
What the hell, man? We'll find out.
All right. Take care.
Peace.
Later.
You're welcome. You're welcome.